Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Allie Hartwick. Normally, we are playing games at the Comedy 103.1 bar, but because today our guest is Monty Franklin, and he's not only hilarious, he's Australian and pretty easy on the eyes, we're going to take it to the Comedy 103.1 lounge, and we are going to try and give a super sexy interview about his upcoming shows at Comedy Works.
I should have spent more time at piano lessons.
It's an attempt at the Jaws theme, I believe.
What do you mean an attempt? That was it.
That was the Jaws theme. Performed perfectly. Hi, Monty.
Hi, Allie.
How are you today?
I'm well. I'm at the piano, so I'm just going to play random hits that I've learnt throughout the years.
So, Monty, how long have you been playing piano?
About 38 seconds.
You're great at it.
Yeah, I think so.
Really good, like Move Over John Legend.
Yeah. That was my Jaws theme that you weren't impressed with earlier.
But I am now. It's grown on me.
I don't think so.
It's the Australian Jaws theme. Do you have an Australian Jaws or do you just get the American one? Well, you know how some movies are made in different countries in like different versions. Like maybe just the U.S. does it. We steal movies from other countries and,
and
Americanize
then
them.
Americanize them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that has to be done because sometimes there's foreign movies with different languages and stuff. So America just Americanizes them like you did with Mexican food.
Chipotle.
I think that's their new jingle. I think they've just decided that is.
That's how they're getting people into the restaurant. Do you need some lunch? Are you hungry? Have you got just 25 seconds to eat?
Chipotle. You'll feel it again tomorrow.
The minor chord there is very ominous. It makes you think, like, what's going to happen to me when I eat Chipotle?
Well, that's it. It's meant to sort of throw you off. Should I eat this? I don't know. Am I being a rebel?
Chipotle. Comes back again. 48 hours later.
Okay, this was supposed to be like a fun, sexy interview, and now we're alluding to diarrhea.
I never said that. That's not what the commercial alludes to.
So what's the problem going to be tomorrow?
I don't know. How to answer that without alluding to diarrhea from Chipotle. Okay, back to sexy.
Back to sexy.
Anyway, that's the song that I'm working on. Anyone's listening to this, I'm really sorry.
You know what I thought about doing today and didn't, because I forgot, was bringing in my didgeridoo, just to, you know, make you feel at home.
You have a didgeridoo?
I have a didgeridoo, and I can play it.
Can you really?
I really can.
Can you do the circular breathing?
No.
Well, then you can't really play it.
Well, I can, like, make it make the giant fart sound.
That...
Which is so ridiculous.
Yeah, I can play it. Can you? No, I can just go...
No, I can make it do the, like, whoa, because that's, like, what they sound like. But I can't do it for, like, an hour.
No, you have to be able to do the circular breathing. You've got to breathe in through your nose and then out your mouth and keep it in one fluid motion. I used to be able to do it. I think I've forgotten how to do it now.
Really? You could?
Yeah.
If I could circular breathe, I'd be a popular lady, I can tell you that much.
Oh, you've taken it back to smut.
I thought that was sexy.
We were classy for 30 seconds, and then Ashley took it back to filth.
I'm a little disappointed that you don't know my name, but you look the way you look, so I'll let you call me what you
want. Why am I calling you?
Ashley.
What's your name?
Allie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ashley. I'm really,
Do you know what, Monty? It's fine. You can call me Ashley.
I'm so sorry, Ashley.
We're going to cover You Can Call Me Al, only it's You Can Call Me Ashley. All right, so tell me about your time in Denver. You've been here before. We've met before. You remembered me, too. That was great.
Yeah, Ashley,
and
my
I'm bending over piano for a guy who couldn't remember he'd met me before and can't get my name
I remember
right.
that I met you. I just called you Ashley.
My standards are so effing low.
I got pretty close. It was one letter.
It's an A name. Dude. It's fine. It's okay. I don't care. It doesn't hurt me at all in any way. Anyways, tell me about Denver. You're back.
I love Denver. It's great to be back.
Good. So normally when people are here, we play a few games. And one we play is Never Have I Ever. I assume you've played it before?
Actually, I don't think I have. I know how to play it because I've seen it in movies and stuff, but I don't think
I've played it.
Okay, you start.
I start. Never have I ever even been to Australia.
Well, Australia is a small island country in the South Pacific region. We pride ourselves on our restaurants called Outback Steakhouses that are on every street corner in Australia. Everyone walks around singing Men at Work, and there's blooming onions just falling from the sky. So if that's what you want to see...
I do.
And Jaws is everywhere.
Okay, your turn. Give me something you've never done.
Never, ever, ever have I been to a rodeo.
As my alter ego, Allie, I did go to a rodeo. People get on, like, horses and cows and stuff and ride around. But no, here's the best part of the rodeo.
Well, don't get specific. People get on horses?
Get on horses and cows and stuff. But the best part of the rodeo is what's called mutton busting. And they get these sheep out, and they're like these hilarious little fat sheep. And they put five-year-old kids on top of the sheep, and they have to, like, hang on as the sheep just sprints across.
Like there's a whole pack of them?
Yeah.
And kids falling and off then everywhere?
The kid, yes, oh, and the kid fun. That wins is the kid that holds on the longest.
Is he the mutton champion or something like that? Does he get a sash?
I think he gets, like, a trophy. And I once saw this kid, like, take a sheep down because he had obviously fallen off the sheep, but he would not let go.
Yeah.
And so the sheep's on the ground with him, and he didn't win, but, you know, A for effort.
Took a sheep down.
He did.
I simply must be in the mutton-busting championship this weekend, Father. That's how kids talk. I simply must. Daddy! Daddy, I must be in the mutton championship race. It's ruining the interview.
It's fine. We'll just cut the sound and focus on your face and we'll be good.
The focus on your face.
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Monty Franklin performing at Comedy Works this weekend, hopefully without the piano, talented as he may be. You can find all the information on this show at comedy1031.com.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.